of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, November 25th, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Dr. Irvin Andre laments leadership traits that lack morality, honesty, integrity, bravery, empathy, transparency, accountability, interest in community, sincerity, and commitment to good governance. The UAE on Tuesday signed off a series of grants from the United States Embassy in Barbados that are geared towards supporting the region's investment opportunities and economic prospects. And Malawi on Tuesday officially requested boxing legend Mike Tyson to become an ambassador for the cannabis industry, according to the spokesman for the Ministry of Agriculture. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Regional and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cw.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Watch and listen to Win Big this Christmas with a Digicel Prime Bundle. Stream all the music you want, indie music, binge Christmas movies in Playgo, watch NBA games in Sportsmax, all while on the go without using your any use data. That's more entertainment, more data, plus more chances to win from thousands of prizes. Enter to win the grand prize of EC $15,000, a weekend for two at Cabrit Resort and Spa Kempinski, or a $1,500 supermarket shopping spree. We are all winners with guaranteed win days. Buy a 7-day Prime Jumbo bundle for $35 today. Digicel, better together this Christmas.
And welcome back. In the matter of the integrity of elections in Dominica and existential threats to Dominica's fledgling democracy, as the country moves towards its milestone of 50 years of independence in 2028, just 7 years from now, Dr. Irvin Andre laments the presence of a leadership that lacks morality, honesty, integrity, bravery, empathy, transparency, accountability, interest in community, sincerity, and commitment to good governance. As Dominica participates in an historic consequential by-election in the Granby constituency today, Andre takes a historical perspective on the Creole language, the notion of Creolites, credentials, credence and competence in the electoral process, as well as the pride and prejudice in Dominica and representative government in the 21st century. But he raises the questions, is Dominica fledgling democracy and rule of law under threat? And are the electoral laws of Dominica being blatantly breached? Where are the promised electoral reforms and campaign finance reforms? And where is the Sir Dennis Byron's report? Is Dominica disrespecting an international diplomatic protocols? And what is the role of the civil society in mitigating these threats? He raises these questions. In the face of escalating crimes, violence, and callous disrespect for human life, he says. Andre also laments governance styles that comprises Dominicans' aspirations for justice and peace, lip service to the people's desire to achieve a reasonable standard of living and quality of life, as well as lip service to resilience and sustainability of the natural environment and heritage, lip service towards embracing engagement with the expertise of diaspora brothers and sisters to help solve problems like crime, violence, unemployment, and economic stagnation. He asks, is there equity and fair play in the Granby by-election, and are voters imported? Is that election free and fair from fear? Is there treating and bribery? Here is some of Dr. Andre's historical message.
The fact of the matter and the message is that there is hope. There is hope as long as there are people who stand up. There is hope as long as people focus on trying to make a difference rather than trying to be liked. Somebody once said to me, Irving, if the chickens in a snake in a fowl cage who are being devoured by the snake, do you think that they would become more likable if they put on lipstick and if they put on talcum powder on their faces? It would make no difference, quite frankly. The hope has to lie in activity. The hope has to lie in positive action. The hope has to lie in inspiration. The hope has to lie when the caged bird sings. The hope has to lie when those who, quite frankly, feel the weight of hardship decide, no longer will I stay silent, because it is better that I stand on my feet than I lie down and play dead, while those who are seeking to get the upper hand above me are continuing to do so with impunity. There is hope when a program such as this can be aired. There is hope when people listen to it. When there is hope when persons feel renewed by it. There is hope when someone who we discard or who we dismiss as lacking in social graces, as lacking in education, as lacking in erudition, say enough is enough. Let those educated academic fellows, let them eat cake. When I am going to sow the seeds, I am going to work on behalf of my people. I'm going to seek to represent my people. That is the hope that we have to take pride in, because quite frankly, that is the type of hope that will save Dominica. We don't need any sophistry. We don't need any wonderful study. We don't need folks who preen themselves based on their qualifications. We need people who are prepared to stand up based on their God-given morals and principles to address the immorality that we perceive on a daily basis from top to bottom. And there is hope. There is hope as long as persons identified by people like Alvin and Gabriel and Mr. G are prepared to stand up. Modest efforts by people like Moon Chevrier, modest efforts by other persons who stand up and face persecution and prosecution rather than accept a few dollars more. There is hope when persons are not afraid to voice their opinions. There is hope as long as we are alive, as long as we can open our eyes, as long as we can give voice to our thoughts, as long as we can stand, as long as we can extend a helping hand to those in need of support, there is hope. And so I stand on the sentiments expressed by my fellow panelists. I stand on those who refuse to be silenced. I stand by those who realize that the salvation of Dominica rests not within these foreign entities, those anonymous persons who are buying our passports because they care nothing from the island. The hope lies within those who appear to be defenseless, those who appear to lack financial capital, those who appear, quite frankly, to lack the finery, those who appear to lack the enthusiasm and the avariciousness to go to Macau and enjoy the warm lap of ill-gotten gains. There is hope for all of us. There is hope for those of us who wish to have a better Dominica.
And that was a Dr. Irvin Andre. And the electoral office would like to inform the public that three election workers are scheduled to work during polling on Thursday, November 25th, today for the Granby by-elections, have been identified as contacts of a recently identified positive COVID-19 case. Chief Elections Officer Ian Michael Anthony affirmed that these election workers were replaced and the elections will continue on schedule, with polls opening at 7 a.m. today and closing at 5 p.m. Chief Elections Officer Ian Anthony had this to say.
A three persons have been replaced as part of the contingency plans that had been put in place should a situation like this arise. The by-election will proceed as normal. The new election workers are well-trained, and we are confident that the election procedures will be executed well. We also want to assure the election workers who have been replaced that we are hopeful for the best outcomes for you and your families.
And that was Chief Elections Officer Ian Anthony. And the Dominica Electoral Office has remained silent on the case relating to Vince Henderson's eligibility. However, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt has been vocal in defending Vince Henderson, saying that no law was broken and the behavior of the protesters earlier this week was anticipated. He says Henderson never received any salary from the government, and even if he did, he still would be credible to contest.
And the kind of question is contribution to Dominica. So what do they do? They go and they seek to create some kind of confusion that he is not qualified to contest the election because he is Dominica's ambassador to the United States. The reality is, I can say to Dominican people without any fear of contradiction that Dr. Henderson has been duly nominated as a candidate for the Dominican Labour Party in the Granby by-election. And in complete conformity with the Constitution and the provisions of all laws, there has been absolutely no violation of any law in Dominica. With the nomination of Dr. Henderson as the candidate for the Dominican Labour Party in the Granby by-election, Dr. Henderson has not received a salary from Dominican government since 2019. And the point is, even if he was receiving a salary from the government of Dominica's ambassador, that would not have disqualified him to be a candidate for the Dominican Labour Party or for any party. And we must not act surprised. And these guys behave that way, you know. But I guess sometimes you look at people from your own perspective and hoping that they will be constructive. And then, you know, you realize, well, yet again, they are who they are. I'm not surprised by the behavior. We anticipated that kind of behavior, looking for something to create confusion in the minds of the people.
And that was Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And history has proven that leadership and social change has usually come from a selective few and the masses follow. This from social activist Atherton Martes speaking on the Hot Seat program on the heels of the Granby by-elections today, following a peaceful gathering demanding the removal of Ambassador Vince Henderson's name as a candidate for the Granby by-election. Martes says this spirit of revolutionary change is now lacking in Dominica and dictated leadership has gone.
In history, it is never a mass of people who bring about change. It is always a few committed, dedicated, serious-minded people who lead that process and get it to a stage where eventually there would be multitudes. Because the multitudes tend to follow. They don't lead. So leadership requires that people understand that it's not a question of quantity, but a question of quality. And that is really what is the most disappointing part of not just this current episode, but of Dominica since the 70s. If my conscience tells me that something is right to do, I will do it. And that has been how I have lived my life. So I'm not fazed when a lot of people don't turn up for action. I rather have sick, serious, committed, dedicated people in a war with me than to have 1,000 people who are wishy-washy and are they there to see what they can get, or they're there because they have nothing else to do. No war gets won unless the leadership is dedicated, committed, and clear as to what they're doing. And that is what will bring people to the movement. Where we are today in Dominica, Matt, is unfortunately that dedicated leadership has evaporated. The trade unions don't have it. The churches do not have it. The professional organizations do not have it.
He says the churches talk a nice game, but they won't take actions that they speak of, as was done by Jesus Christ himself. He says this type of mentality has been spread throughout major social groups in our society.
The churches, they speak very nicely and very well, but they do not place themselves, as Jesus Christ did, they do not place themselves in harm's way. So they only go so far with Jesus Christ. But none of them would do what Jesus did. None of them would sacrifice their life on a cross for an idea, for a mission, and for the people. None of them. And that is why the churches are not in a position to give moral guidance to the country, because they themselves have established how far it is they're prepared to go down that road. The trade unions, the same thing. The professional organizations, the same thing. Everybody's looking over their shoulder to see who's watching, who's listening, who's there, before they decide, I'm going to do this thing because it is the right thing to do.
And that was a social activist, Atherton Mate. And an investigation has been launched into the service charges for citizens to access emergency care at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, says the CEO of the Dominica China Friendship Hospital, Dr. Dexter James. Mr. James expressed his apologies to persons who had to experience such unfortunate circumstances and affirmed that according to the statutory rules and orders, the persons by law cannot be denied health care, especially during emergency circumstances.
First of all, I want to apologize to any and all patients who have had to access care at our institution and by extension the accident emergency department within recent times and have had to endure the perception that access to care can only be received if fees are paid. I deeply apologize for it, and it is a matter that is under investigation at this point in time. Let me say at the outset that access to healthcare services and by extension hospital services will not be denied to any person who presents for care, whether they could pay or they cannot pay. We are bounded today by the statutory rules and order number 27 of 2011, which spells out the fees to be charged for both residents and non-residents presenting to care at the hospital. We therefore cannot change those fees because we duty bound by law to abide by those fees. The situation that occurred in the accident emergency department is indeed an unfortunate one because the department by its very nature is set up to deal with persons in life-threatening conditions or in traumatic situations. And therefore it is not expected that the whole question of fees is brought into the picture as it relates to persons presenting for traumatic situations.
And that is the CEO of Dominica China Friendship Hospital, Dr. Dexter James. And speaking on the Jolly's Health Vibe program, Dr. Lisa Jolly shared pertinent information during the Jolly's Health Vibe program on some nutritional facts that persons could incorporate into their diet to naturally balance their insulin levels as they move into the Christmas season. She highlighted the fact that many of us don't eat enough vegetables and we take in high amounts of complex carbohydrates. Dr. Jolly encourages more ground provisions in comparison to white rice, and as they create less stress on our pancreas.
Really and truly, we need to eat foods that cause our pancreas to put out less insulin, because when we eat foods, for example, white bread and white rice, that puts additional stress on our pancreas to put out more insulin. So eating foods that are less starchy, less refined, so a fair share of vegetables, as well as what you call complex carbohydrates, white bread and white flour, white bread, white rice, refined products tend to cause our pancreas to have to put out a lot more insulin very quickly. And so the goal is to, one, to eat more vegetables, more plants, and to eat foods that cause our, so less refined foods like wild rice or brown rice instead of white rice, more ground provisions that have more fiber in it. Because the difference between, so you have white rice, you have brown rice. Now, brown rice or wild rice, this is the whole grain. It has the outer shell on it, which has a lot of other vitamins. The B vitamins also has a lot of fiber. What is done in the processing is that outer shell is removed, and then all we get is the nice white starchy part, which is what we like, that tastes good, the comfort food. But really and truly, we need to eat foods, as I say, closest to the way that God created them.
And that was a Dr. Lisa Jolly. And in other news, the University of the West Indies on Tuesday signed off on a series of grants from the United States Embassy that are geared towards supporting the region's economic prospects. U.S. Ambassador to Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean and the OES, Linda Taligatelia, announced roughly that $130,000 or U.S. $65,000 was being given to UE in order to strengthen the trade and investment opportunities within the region.
In addition, the world's inequitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines is threatening the Caribbean's economic recovery, and it would be remiss if I did not remark how grateful we have been in the Caribbean region for the generous donations of vaccine doses by the United States of America that have filled critical shortfalls in CARICOM countries. More than ever, then, we recognize the importance of renewing our common efforts to build resilient economies by guiding access to export markets for our goods and services. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Keith Rowley, in his former role as chairman of the CARICOM, shared this sentiment during an event on February 26th of this year that marked the launch of the Adrian Arsh Latin America Centers.
Also in other news, Malawi on Tuesday officially requested boxing legend Mike Tyson to become an ambassador for their cannabis industry, according to a spokesman for the Ministry of Agriculture in Malawi. Malawi asked the former boxer to be that ambassador, as this is what the statement says.
Malawi asks Mike Tyson to be its cannabis ambassador. Malawi government has asked former world heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson to be the ambassador for Malawi's cannabis brand. Minister Lobin Lowe stated that Malawi's legalization of cannabis last year has opened doors for both locally and globally. Malawi may not go it alone, as the industry is complex, requiring collaboration. I would therefore like to appoint you, Mr. Mike Tyson, as Malawi's cannabis branch ambassador, Mr. Lowe penned a letter. Tyson was supposed to visit Malawi last week, according to local media, but his trip was postponed to finalize preparations for his engagements when he will be in Malawi.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Dr. Irvin Andre laments the presence of leadership that lacks morality, honesty, integrity, bravery, empathy, transparency, accountability, interest in community, sincerity, and commitment to good governance. The UE, or University of the West Indies, on Tuesday signed off on a series of grants from the United States Embassy in Barbados that are geared towards supporting the region's investment opportunities and economic prospects. And Malawi on Tuesday officially requested boxing legend Mike Tyson to become an ambassador for the cannabis industry, according to a spokesman for the Ministry of Agriculture in Malawi. The news was brought to you with the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Digicel. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station.